Okay, we're continuing in the Masil Sesharim with the commentary of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evna on page Kuf Yud Gimel, third line from the top. We just finished the discussion of the problem that people have is that they don't know how to look at things in depth and why it's valuable to study things such as Nezikin, which sharpen the mind before we can get to the aspect of Yiras Hashem, which is also a Chachma. So we continue now with the words of the Masil Shasharim. Lama lo yikba ha'adam la'atzmo itim l'pachos li'stachlus hazeh. Why will a person not establish for himself at least certain times for this reflection in terms of how to be a proper Eved Hashem? Himuch rechu b'sheris manu lifnos aliyunim o alasokim acherim. If he's forced to spend the rest of his time to turn towards other subjects in depth, in Torah, or as well other things he's engaged with, such as business or things like that. In other words, as he said, there's no way a person can understand what true Avodas Hashem is unless you look in depth into the matter, which requires a chokhmah. So how is it possible, or why do people not set aside certain times to in depth look into their Avodas Hashem, even though you're forced to spend a lot of your other times doing other things, looking in depth in other areas of Yiddishkeit, being involved in making a parnasa, raising a family, things like that. But why are people not establishing at least certain times to look deeply into these aspects of Avodas Hashem? That's the Masil Shasharim, and now we'll look at the commentary of the Bilvavi. Pa'amim Shah Adam Yodea es Godol Chovas Adover. Sometimes a person understands how important a certain thing is one is obliged to do. Avol kedarka shel olam hu tarid binyanav. But certainly the way the world is, the people are very busy with all the other things we've got to do in our lives. Pam yosel tzarach, pam pachas tzarach. Sometimes you're busy doing things that are very necessary, sometimes not so necessary. Avol afilim hu tarid tzarach. Even if you're very busy and for good reasons. But their klal in general, but in general, it's possible for a person to find for himself a little bit of time to engage in the things that are truly important. Even if the truth is, when he looks at things clearly, he sees that he has to do other things. Because the reality forced him to do things. For example, who lo min halacha kidei shlo yikashel. He has to learn halacha so he doesn't make mistakes. And that's true. If you don't learn halacha, you're never going to know how to keep Shabbos or do other things. Olav the lo min refuah kizu parnaso. So let's say he's learning how to be a doctor because that's his profession. Sometimes you're very busy for good reasons. Avol lepachos yimtzo la'atzmo itim. But at least you have to find sometimes Zman Masuyam, a specific time, b'chol yom, every day, la'ayin b'yiras Hashem, to look deeply into this aspect of Yiras Hashem. Kemo shemavin l'mashal, for example, as we understand in the following parable. Sh'arim ha'amul l'parnasa, so, when a person is working hard to make his parnasa, kodesh baruch hu, eino toveh mimenu shi'yazu v'samolo b'parnasa v'yasu v'tar. Hashem's not going to command you, not going to demand from you to leave your work and learn Torah, and all of a sudden not make any income. Hashem will understand you have to work. But he still is obliged to set aside time for Torah. One of the questions on the final exam is, if you establish specific times for Torah. So what does that question really mean? So, although we spoke about it a long time ago on the Shabbos afternoon, but still, kviyas itim zula Torah, establishing times for Torah, eina rak limud shel sho shatayim b'yom v'yoser kolech l'vishruzot. Doesn't only mean that you set aside an hour or two a day for learning Torah, as much as you're possible, and now you've fulfilled that obligation, and you've answered the question on the final exam. Ela, rather, mikolach ze be'etzem ha'odam nase mekusher l'makor achiyus shebetorah kedoshah. But the power of setting aside time for Torah makes the person essentially tied up and connected to the source of the life that is in the Holy Torah, and that is Hashem. In other words, he's saying, it's not the hour you're learning. That's not the main thing. The main thing is the connection you develop with Hashem through that hour, and more than that, as he was going to say in a minute, it's the connection that lasts the entire day. There used to be a commercial long ago about Scope. Scope the mouthwash. Remember what it said? Once in the morning does it. That was the expression. You know, like it was such a good mouthwash, your mouth will stay fresh the entire day. So, you know, you'd like to have such an appreciation for what Torah is all about. Once in the morning does it. But it keeps that kesher with you and Hashem the entire day. As he will develop this idea on the next couple pages. Kamo lahavdil, for example. Adam ayotze baboker mehabayis lamol yom ad halayla. Person goes out of his house to work in the morning, from morning until night. Shedoig lekachas imol b'sakis ma'at ochel u'bakbu katan shomayim. So, you know, the guy's going to leave early in the morning. He's not coming late at night. He's concerned to take at least a small lunch bag and a little bottle of water with him. Why is he bringing the little sack of lunch and the water bottle? That's going to sustain him for the day. Without that, he's going to have no kayach to work properly the entire day. And nobody would think, I mean, you'd hope, who wouldn't think they wouldn't forget to bring their lunch. If you're leaving it at 7 in the morning, coming home at 7 at night, you know, it's not reasonable to think you're going to make it through the day without eating anything. So, kach ha-shataim limud halolo, so too, these 2 hours, let's say, of learning, heim be'etzem ha-koach m'meni yonei ka'odem eschiyusu v'meshe kol yom. That essentially is the power that the person nurtures from to maintain his vitality, his spiritual vitality, throughout the day. Ella, she'yesh n'mbazeh shnei sug anashim. You have two types of people who are learning in the morning, who they're learning. Let's say the learning we're doing today. Every morning we're doing. How do you categorize that learning that you are doing? Somebody learns 2 hours. And when it's the time to learn, he learns. Doesn't fool around, doesn't waste any time, doesn't fall asleep, he's learning. Once he closes the book, next page, he forgets it. He only remembers it the next day when he opens it again. So that person, during the 2 hours he's learning, he has vitality when he's learning. But the rest of the day he's almost of the aspect of being dead. In other words, that Torah is not carrying him throughout the day. On the other hand, is a person who learns for 2 hours. For him, that is the root of his vitality. Of course he has to go to work now, but he has to be involved in taking care of the family and raising the kids. But the nurturing of life and vitality, where does it come from? It comes from that 2 hours of learning. Everything else is a debt that he has to pay off. You see, that's the problem. Everybody looks at everything else as the things that give you life, and the Torah is the debt you have to pay. Most people look at it the wrong way. They're saying, okay, God's going to give me a question on final exam. I don't want to go to hell. Right? And, you know, it's, I know I'm supposed to do this. Okay, I'll do it. I have to do it. It's a debt I have to pay. I have to learn Torah. But I get my real excitement out of life is when I'm in the corporate world. Now that's when I really come to life. You know, or when I'm with my kids, that's when I come to life. I'm not saying you can't be alive when around your kids, but to the exclusion of Torah, then it's a problem. Because when I come with my kids, that's when I come to life. And then when I have to take them to hockey and not learn Torah, you know, well, because the main thing is my kids. Well, then we're making big mistakes. And you know, if it's something you have to do, then you try to find ways, then the littlest excuse, and then you're not there. That's the difference. If the Torah is what gives you life, you know, you forget your lunch. You know, when your kids forget their lunch at school, they don't say, okay, that's fine, I can go a whole day without lunch. No, they're calling you, can you deliver a kid this? They make you crazy to bring that lunch. Without that lunch, how are you going to go through the day? So that's what he's saying. You can't get through a day properly without learning Torah. That gives you the focus, the life, the vitality You've made that connection to Hashem very strong, and now that Torah lasts with you through that day, regardless of what type of learning it is. Now, ulinyaneinu binyanei avoda, regarding what we're talking about in terms of avodas Hashem, let's get back to avodas Hashem. Tvias haramchal me'adam, what is the criticism that the Ramchal has against people? Why doesn't a person leave for himself at least some time to reflect on this? So it's not just setting aside times for Torah, he's saying. But from these moments that he is setting aside to reflect on his avodas Hashem, he gets a whole new perspective on the day and on life. From there he gets a different root of vitality in life. So that becomes the critical point of setting aside time for Torah. Right? That's why it's important. It's always good in the early morning to learn Torah. That's how you start the day. The first thing you're doing is, this is setting the tone. What I am learning is giving me life and vitality for all the other things that nebuch that I have to do. That's a whole different focus over there. That's what I said yesterday morning after davening, when Yaakov took his, before he was going to meet with Esav. So the night before, he took his family and crossed them over the Yabok River. Fine. He crossed them over, he crossed his possession, crossed everything. Then the pasuk says, and then Yaakov was alone. How could he be alone? He was with his whole family. The answer is, he went back. He went back to the other side of the Yabok, alone. Why? Because there were some small jugs that he had to get. There's still a few little things he had to get. And at that point, the angel of Esav attacked him. So what do you see from that? You see that the angel of Esav didn't attack him when he was carrying his family across the river, when he's trying to save all his possessions, because that's the stuff he had to do. Hashem doesn't criticize the things you have to do. But why did you have to come back for those little jugs? Don't you have enough? So you have to go back and deal with little jugs? You're protected. You're safe. You've fulfilled the curse of making a living. You've protected your primary possessions. You've got 99% of your assets safely stowed away. Yeah, but there's maybe another deal I could make. So when you're going after the little things, you don't really need them. That's when the Malach of Esav attacks you. That's when he gets you into trouble. So the same thing over here. A person, you know, you have to go to work. Okay, you have to take care of your family. That's crossing the Mavri Yabok with them. You're crossing the Yabok. Okay, you have to do that. But now when you got some time, why are you fooling around with little pitchers and little jugs? Why are you trying to see, well, maybe, you know, I'll check my stocks every 20 minutes to make sure that my two or three stocks, to know when to buy and sell. I'm totally engaged in that. You know, those are the Pachim Ketanim. Those are small. You're making a living working. Okay, you want to have a stock. Okay, but it's every minute you're looking at it, you know, only see how it's doing this hour, next hour, this hour. Do you really want to sell it? No, I'm just curious to see how it's looking. Right? Those are the Pachim Ketanim. Those are the small things, the two-bit stuff. And unfortunately in our lives, we let the two-bit stuff take a lot of our time. When you get time to go to learn, no, I just got to look at one more thing on the internet. You know, I got to see how my team did today. I got to see how this happened. And then you come 5 minutes late for the Gemara class. And when you're 5 minutes late for the Gemara class, don't bother coming in. Because now you've missed the first most important point that the whole class is built on. But I had to get that 5 minutes in. So it's those pachim, ketanim, those little, you get most of the trouble in life you get in is not because you go to work. And it's not because you're taking care of your kids. It's because you're dealing with these little jugs of nonsense. And that's when the Malach hits you. And that's what he's saying. That's the time to be learning about Yiras Hashem. At night, when it's time, you know, you put in your hard day. Now you got to learn Yiras Hashem, or you start in the morning learning Yiras Hashem. So you don't have any time to look for the Pachim Ketanim. You don't have time to look for the little jugs. That's what he's saying over here. Okay, Nitam Dugma. Let's give an example. Lodam Yesh Mitzoa Kigon Tikun Mechonas Kvisa. Person has an area that he has to deal with, fixing the washing machine. He works on that from morning to night. That's his job. He's the Maytag repairman. A man goes out to his work until night time. Now, how did he learn to be the Maytag repairman? He went to George Brown for 2 years. and now he became the repairman. Hashnasai malalo avru kvar misman. Those 2 years have passed a long time. He graduated, he got a certificate 15 years ago. But it's those 2 years that give him the focus of what he does to make a living the entire day. The skills that he learned in those 2 years provide him with the ability to make a living today. That becomes the base of his daily life. Had he not spent the time 15 years ago to learn how to fix washing machines, he couldn't work now. He'd have no work. So that's the example. Im Kain comes out. When we're speaking about the topic of a person setting aside time to focus on his learning of his Avodas Hashem, regardless if it's just regular learning Torah or regarding one's service to Hashem, Zeu Geder Shel Tvus Chaim Echu Yichya B'Shar Zman. This will define how he will live the rest of his life. It's like the 2 years in George Brown. It's how much of this you put into your mind, that's you're going to live your life. Lo lashki itim rak l'shem itim. Not to put in your hours just for the sake of hours. So you're putting in the hours that from those hours you'll be connected to Torah in all the other aspects of your life. Right, when you have to go through stressful situations, how much bitachon have you packed in to yourself? And bitachon doesn't just come from, you know, thinking, you know, without any basis. You have to learn svarim, you have to learn achovas avovas, you have to learn certain books, to learn derech Hashem. And when you learn these things, and not just learn it, now you got to think about it, and you got to look at it deeply, and say, what does this really mean? And then, when you're going to deal with stressful situations in your life, you've got the tools to deal with it. Right? Most times when I speak to people and they need help with issues, it's almost all the time, it's because there's issues of bitachon that the people haven't worked through. Himlo, if not, if you don't spend that time, ulai ba'osos man shu lo meruchai, it could be when he's learning those hours he's alive, avo b'shar chel ki hazman umeis, but the rest of the time he's dead. And it can also be, even when you're learning, you're not grasping these ideas properly. You're walking out with the wrong ideas even from the Chumash itself. Even though a person doesn't have a lot of free time, and in general, most people think they don't have time. But to establish times, to find a little time, even according to their way of life. Top of Kuf Tasvav. Vazman amur hazeh, and this little amount of time, it has to give them a different focus, a different way of looking at the entire day. Like you know the famous story with Rabbi Shlomo Salanter, someone came to him and said, I only have a half an hour to learn in a day. So he asked him, what should I learn? Rabbi Yisrael said, Shilamik Musar, you should learn Musar. When he asked him why, Rabbi Yisrael answered the following, explained, you know why? If you're going to learn Musar for half an hour, then you're going to find out you have much more time to learn. Then you'll have time to learn Gemara as well. If you learn what life's all about, you're going to find out you need to not waste so much time. You know, if a person really understood what we said yesterday, if you really understood what you said yesterday, you'd throw the darn TV out. Not because the rabbi's forcing you religious, you say, it doesn't make sense, it's crazy, it's destroying me. And guess what? When you throw the TV out, all of a sudden you got time to learn Torah. If you just look at how many hours a day, now, or whatever, or perusing the internet, it's taking the place of television. Just tell yourself, I'm not looking at the internet, period, unless it is job related. Finished. Okay, you gotta look up a number at a company that you have to do business with. You go to the internet, you get the number right away. Fine. Goodbye. But, you know, all the other mishigasim are totally ridiculous. A person really would learn the Musar for half hour properly. If a person learned yesterday's class properly and understood the message of class, you'd have more time to learn. It's smaller is still, all of a sudden you got 2-3 hours to learn. Because all the things that you felt were so important, when you think about it and you look deeply into what life's all about, what am I wasting my time with that? You know, how much time a day we spend listening to the news? The biggest waste of time you can ever do in your life. The biggest waste of time you can lose in your life. And the biggest, and always you have to, there's always that answer, but you gotta know what's going on in the world. You tell me what safer in the Torah says you have to know what's going on in the world. Can you give me one Torah source to that? No, CNN is the Torah source. Right? CNN. CNN stands for Chaticha Nasis Nevela. CNN. Chaticha, a piece of it, Nasis, becomes a Nevela, becomes a dead piece of meat. That's what it stands for. So every minute you're watching CNN, it's another piece of Nevela you're putting into your life. Where in the Torah does it say you have to know what's going on in the world? I want to know. Find me one source. One remes, if no one's going on in the world. And everybody lives by that credo. You know how much time you waste because of that credo? And if you learn some Musar, and you finally say, you know, this is crazy. Whew, all of a sudden, you got all the time in the world. You got all the time in the world. All of a sudden, hours open up for you. Why? Because you learned that half hour. You got that one message. All of a sudden, an icon has fallen. Something that you give your whole life over to be able to, you got to know what to say in the office. Do you really? Are you really going to lose business? Yeah, because people do business with one another in the world. And don't you know that Hashem is the source of your parnasa? So see how one thing just evolves into another? It's one Musar idea evolves into another Musar idea, evolves into another Musar idea. And if you spend the time learning that, then you're going to realize, hey, I don't have to watch the news. Hey, I've got another hour a day that I didn't have before. And it's v'chein v'cheina, all these different things. All these different things. People say, you know what? I have to go to the store. I have to buy another dress. Wait a minute. I saw 15 in the closet. No, 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 no. You've got to be up to date. I want no Torah source for that one. I want no Torah source for that one. Where in the Torah say you have to be up to date with the latest styles? I'm not saying you have not to dress normal. With the latest styles? It was last year's outfit. What do you mean last year's outfit? It was run. It's perfectly good. You didn't even crease it yet. You know, so now you already saved yourself 100 hours. All of a sudden. You know, and maybe you could spend more time doing what you have to do in the house and not asking your husband to do it because he really has to go out and learn. But now you're wasting. He has to watch the kids and not go to the shir because you have to go shopping because you have to buy another thing to hang in the closet that you don't need. So if the wife would learn a little Musar and realize she doesn't need that, he says, dear, you know, it's more important for me to do the dishes and you go and learn. Also, and where did that come from? It comes from some Musar. That's all. It comes from some Musar. All of a sudden, there's lots more time in the day. Now you can learn Torah. Alright. That's what he's saying. If you spend time really delving, you know, just ask these simple questions. Take all the common accepted truisms of this world and you'll see almost all of them fall apart. And your whole life is based on all these truisms. If you just knock them down, all of a sudden you're living a different life. A totally different life. Yes, ma'am.
The Melagrim, when they went to Eretz Yisrael, they were going to search for news, like how we have to know. And also Mordechai, when he was sitting in Beshar HaMelech, he was there to know what's happening, the news in the...
Okay, hold on. The two examples you're giving are totally different. The Meraglim, number one, Hashem said, you didn't have to go. Hashem said, I didn't want you to go. I never told you to go. To check the land of Israel. You want to do it. Hashem said to Moshe, I don't think it's a good idea. Knowing the news would not be good for you. And indeed it wasn't good. So that's the opposite. And Mordechai, it was a different story. It was relating to his wife, or a niece, whatever. Esther was captured. So it's a question of Pikuach Nevesh. Believe me, if your child, God forbid, would be captured, you could stand by the palace too. But to know what's going on somewhere in Africa where one black tribe is slugging with another black tribe, what do you need to know that for? You know, if you're...
Iran today.
You don't need to know any of it. You don't need to know it. You need to know one thing. It's beyond a... What?
They want to kill us.
Yeah, because you're not learning Torah, that's why he's going to succeed. You don't... Yeah, you're the one making decisions, Esther, right? You're in the Knesset making the decisions every... If you're Taka, head of security and intelligence in Israel, you have to know what's going on. And believe me, what they know, they don't show on television. What they show on television is Vedavka nothing.
Oh, okay.
What really is going on? Only a few guys in the Mossad know what's going on. Okay, when you work in the Mossad, you can go in front of the computers and pick up intelligence reports, because then that's your job. But everyone thinks, if I look what happens in Eretz Yisrael, that makes me connected to Eretz Yisrael. Narishkeit, what keeps you connected to Eretz Yisrael is learning Torah. That's what keeps you connected to Yidden and Eretz Yisrael. I'm looking at the news, now I feel like I'm part of it. It's crazy. It's nothing to do with it. I can tell you what all the news has been for the last 60 years in Eretz Yisrael. They want to kill us, and by the grace of Hashem, we stay alive. And we keep Torah. It's not so bad, and we don't keep Torah, it's worse. Finished. That's the news. That's the news. You know? So if you're Taka, someone in the Frum members of Knesset, you gotta stay on top of the government to make sure they don't take funding away from the Jewish schools. That's his job. And then he has to tell people before election day who to vote for, because it makes a real difference there. And there in Eretz Yisrael, it makes a big difference who you vote for. It makes a difference if Jewish schools will close or open. That you need to know. You don't live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't vote, you don't need to know it. All these people, these Frum people talking about, ooh, what's going on? Because what are you doing about it? You don't vote anyway. Let the people there worry about it. That's something to worry about. What do you need? What in the news do you need to know? Nothing. Really. You know, it's such a bracha. If you don't know what's going on, it's a big... It matters if Obama, the Democrats got beaten so bad. What does it matter to you? What does it matter to you? The economy is in drought anyway. Doesn't make any difference. And if gas is another 8 cents, you're not going to buy gas tomorrow. You just grump more. I mean, what does it matter? Why is it more? Does it matter why? Almost never. And the one time you really need to know, believe me, people will call you and tell you. When 9/11 happened, I wasn't watching. Believe me, people were calling me. You think I would have gone through my life not knowing 9/11 happened because I don't watch television? They were bombing with phone call within minutes. Do you know what's happened? My son from Eretz Yisrael called me. He knew about it before I knew what was going on. People will call you. Believe me, if there's another war, Chas v'Shalom, if there's a nuclear war, you'll find out. You'll find out. You're never going to miss anything important. The truth is, nothing important ever happens. Yeah, 9/11, that's been the last important thing. So that was 10 years ago. Okay, once in every 10 years, something important will happen. And you won't miss it. You won't miss it. So then you have lots more time. Ha'imik shalasipur, what's the depth of the story of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter? Who shalimit musar hu be'etzem lo hisairus. Learning musar is not only inspiration. That's not what learning musar is. Havodas ha'adam l'kabal istaklas acheres. It's the job of musar is to get a different perspective of life. That's the idea of learning musar. You look at life differently than you looked at life before. Was lepeta, then suddenly, you look at life differently. You matza otzman pani l'limud of Hashem. All of a sudden, you got lots of extra time to learn Hashem. If people didn't feel that children playing hockey wasn't the Torah Misinai, then all of a sudden, they would have time to learn. How come you can't come and learn Thursday night? Well, we go by my son's hockey schedule. That's how we run our lives. Now, that's a very Jewish concept. And I don't understand why mothers can't take sons to hockey. I don't understand. This is when we have to bond. Maybe you'd bond better if you learned with your son. You know, when you get older, you're not going to play hockey, he's not going to play hockey. What are you going to bond with then? You'd sit down with your son on a Thursday night and learn some Torah and show him how important it is. Then you got something to talk with your kid the rest of your life. Right? It's an icon. Chas v'shalom. Chas v'shalom, the rabbi should talk about that in shul on Shabbos. Ooh, it would be worse than Yom Kippur. Be worse than Yom Kippur. Chas v'shalom, I touch the Canadian icon, Torah Misina, that everyone has a chiyuv, an obligation to make sure their child can stick up, puck, handle. You know, that is so important for that child. But the fact the kid can't learn a page of Gemara is totally not important for them. Right? Now, if you get through to them, if you finally get any of these guys into a shir to hear some real Torah, maybe their wives more importantly, and to understand this is not what life is all about, and to be ma'ayin, and to look deeply into this. Don't suddenly say, what are we doing this for? Okay, maybe he'll, once a week he has to play, fine. But it's a select league, 3 times a week. Imagine you make your whole schedule, we don't know what night of the week they play. It could be Tuesday, it could be Wednesday, it could be Thursday. What are you saying? What are you saying? You're dedicating your whole life around your kids playing hockey. What's wrong with just the Saturday night 9 to 10 game? It's every week always 9 to 10. So now you at least know on Thursday and Tuesdays you can learn. Now I can't come on Thursdays because every third week they play Thursday hockey this and then every this and every that. The great excuse, you can never, I never have to learn because I can never commit myself to the same night. Now that's a really good excuse. So what happens? You remain an ignorant man the rest of your life. Now if you can just get through to that point, if you'd sit him down for a couple hours and see what life is all about, what it's all about, they say, listen, you know what? I'll be with my son on Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but when it's Thursday, no, my wife has to take it. My wife has to take it, because at least one night a week I have to learn for her. It's a whole different way of looking at life. So that's what he's saying. That's what that kvias itim is, when you set aside these times. Yeshnam yolatzim shezu avodasam. There are those who advise that this is their service. L'yayis livnei adam eich labor maximum avodas b'minimum zman. There are certain, there's a better word than yotzim. What? People who give you advice, right? Their job, their profession is to give you time management. How to get the most work done in this littlest amount of time. Misadim l'adam es seder yom. They arrange his day. Shiyira eichef selan selan. How to make best use of the time. If a person would really learn the words of the rabbis in terms of how to serve Hashem, he'd find more time to invest in it. But that's the superficial point, really. That's not the deepest point. The main point is he'd live his life in a totally different way. And that's the point he's saying. So in addition to what we said yesterday, that a person has to be able to have the ability to think something in depth. And if you're not learning things in depth, even when you're going to learn things, you're not going to learn it properly. So now once you begin to learn things in depth, now he's saying, so you got to spend the time. Now that you have the ability to look into depth, if you start looking into depth, you'll begin to see that your life has to have changes to it. Next words of the Mesillas Yesharim. Next subject. Vinaya Kosovar, the text says, you're going to ask a question. We said you got to really learn how to look deeply into things so that you can now understand Yiras Hashem. But the book of Eov says, hey, Yiras Hashem, he chachma. So Yiras Hashem, so is chachma. Wisdom. Remember what Sayyidina Shekhan of Rechon, the rabbis have said, hein means achas, it's one. It's one and the same. Meaning to say, hari ha-yira hi chachma. That year of fear of Hashem, that is chachma. And more than that, v'hi levada chachma, and it's the only chachma. Uvade she'nikra chachma she'en bo'in. And you can't call something wisdom that doesn't need something to reflect in. So what's going on? We just said you've got to learn how to reflect and then come to year, but we're saying year is the only in-depth learning that exists. It seems to be that way. Acha emesi, but the truth is ki iun godol tzarch al kol advar me'elu dasom be'emes. You really need a lot of depth for everything that we're talking about here. The law outside of Dimion Vasvarkasevas, and not just, you know, an imaginal false way of thinking of it. The culture came liknosigon, but to really get them, to get anything, you gotta really go in depth. Those are the words of the Lutzada. Now he's gonna explain what he means. This little paragraph really summarizes everything we've been learning until now. He goes and dispels the notion, the incorrect notion, how people look at the concept of Yiras Hashem specifically and about their service Hashem in general. Something that's known to all, is very hard to fulfill. There are tests, Yetzirah, the Tivus, there's lust. It's hard to contend with the obligations of the service of Hashem. The knowledge is known, but being able to contend with and to be victorious, that is hard. What can we compare this to? Everybody knows that smoking is not well for you. There's still people smoking. Why? Because they have a lust. There's nothing lacking in the brains. Everybody knows if you smoke, you're going to get sick. You're raising the risk. You suffer a lot, and a lot of them die. But the problem is they're not bringing it into their heart. The lust overcomes the brains. Shalasikun Atsum Hakarach Rishon. The lust overcome the ability for you to bring the knowledge of the dangers into your heart. The danger should be in your heart, and you should be afraid to smoke. But your taiva is so strong, it overcomes the ability for the intelligence to get into the heart. Zua istaklus apshuta alinyone hamusar v'yira. This is the simple way of looking at what it means to learn musar and to have yira. That's the whole goal of this sefer. Adam yodeas avram. Everybody, that's what Lutzado said. I'm not going to tell you anything you don't know already. That's how he started the book. Everybody knows what it means to be a good Jew. But it's hard to contend with all the factors you're going up against. He knows he should act one when he's acting another way. Because you just somebody, when you ask him why, he says, why aren't you coming Thursday night to learn? Homer, he says, that's like, you're right, but it's hard for me. Hey, Kark, I don't have that strength. I've lost. What can you do? I'm a shmo. I can't help it, but I have to watch the news. I can't not watch the news. I can't not do this. So what's going on? You can't overcome your taiva. That grasp, that concept of life, that's what Lutzado's trying to go up against. Lo below, it's not so. Lo zeshur b'ayah. He's saying, you think that's the problem? That's not the problem. He's saying, vare shesechem, that's part of the problem of alosha, that's not the real problem. You say, how come you're not going to learn? I just can't. I'm a bum. He says, Shoresh Habaya notes, because the real root of the problem is in what? Sherem HaFilu L'Yodeos Advarim. He doesn't even know what he needs to know. L'Yodeos, if you know what the issues are, V'Yolo HaRbe Yosek, it'll be a lot easier. Why do people not learn? They don't see the value in it. Period. There's no value in it. There's no value in having good needles. There's no value in all these things. So it's not even, you're contending with it, you don't see it. The part of information has two parts. There's what we call a skuli, a charm, we'll see what that means, and a deeper aspect in knowledge. What is this skula part? The life of anything you have holds within it the part of Torah that it's connected to. For example, Ha'orshal Mitzvah Chanukah, you're going to light Chanukah soon. Munach B'din HaHalakha, the light of Chanukah, the light comes out when you actually light the candle. V'chein B'Sharmani with other holidays. In other words, there's a spiritual aura that comes out of what you do. So we call that Zayin Yonashah Skula Muvaras B'Sfarankosh. That's what we call Skula. Skula. Shikesh Shemiskaberes Ala Adam Ezo Tav. Whenever a taiva comes to you, what do you do? She curses a pasuk on the davar also taiva od pamva pam. Read parts of the Torah that deal with how to contend with this taiva. The power of Torah will help you. If you learn these things, you daven these things. It's a supernatural power. You can't logically explain it. And that's one way to deal with things. Amik shaleitz zuhu. What's the depth of this advice? Kibetzem or shalom mitzvah gunas bosa pasuk. The light of that mitzvah is hidden in that pasuk. Let's say you review that pasuk, let's say you have a taiva to lie. You're going into a meeting and you're afraid you're going to lie. They're going to ask you all kinds of questions, you're afraid you're going to lie. So go over the pasuk. Midvar sheker tirchak, midvar sheker tirchak, midvar sheker tirchak. Stay away from lying. It's God's words. Those weren't just words. They have power in them. You go over this pasuk 10 times, you'll bring the light out from that pasuk and will protect you. If you really know what you're doing and you really want to connect to it, there's a great power in that. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. I don't want to have you miss the whole davening. So we'll continue with this idea next week. Tomorrow we'll resume with the Tanya.